Ken spends a lot of time on this. We've already looked at it before, and it is really, it's central, it's important, because pretty much everything else that follows in the course really can only be made sense of, Ken is trying to help us see, if we can appreciate the whole dynamic of the ego sphere of the atonement principle and the defensive strategy that it has implemented to try to protect itself. It says it's trying to protect us, but its real focus is to protect itself. And of course, we're speaking of the ego as if it were a separate entity, and that's somewhat deliberate in Jesus' approach, as we mentioned last week, that he's trying to help us learn to separate ourselves as mind from the ego, that the ego is a thought within our mind, but we don't have to identify with it, although most of us do. Much of the time we don't realize that we're identifying with it, but we're identifying with a thought of separation. If we're identified with our body, we are identified with a thought of separation. So, but Ken is emphasizing here that as we look at the ego sphere of the atonement principle, that it's so central that we do understand what it is that the ego is trying to protect itself from. And basically, it's trying to protect itself from disappearing, disappearing back into the nothingness from which it came. And as long as we've kind of tied our wagon to the ego, we think that means we're going to disappear with it. And that's the problem. That's why Jesus is trying to separate our identification from the ego, because the ego will disappear, but who we are, even within the split mind, will not disappear. The decision maker will not disappear when the ego disappears, although there will no longer be a choice to be made, so we'll just be a consciousness, if you will, waiting for God to take that last step.